Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 20th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. United has announced that they will be opening Newark as a new co-terminal of JFK effective June 1st, 2012, in accordance with Section 2D of our new contract. With the opening of this new co-terminal, transfers to JFK will be awarded very soon, with international flying opportunities from Newark possible in the future. Keep in mind, the assignment and allocation of flying to any individual location varies based on the needs of the operation and is subject to change. We encourage all our flying partners to review your transfer request, that's TRNREQ, and remove any request in which you no longer have an interest. As the process to add Newark as a co-terminal and additional flying is allocated to the JFK domicile, review your transfer requests ensures that our flying partners who wish to transfer to JFK have an opportunity to do so. Those awarded a transfer will have 7 days from the transfer award date to either accept or reject your transfer award. This afternoon, the company announced plans to extend the dependent certification deadline to July 27th. This additional time will provide the company with additional time to reach all employees and retirees while, at the same time, providing employees time to take action in response to notices they will receive. Information on the deadline extension will be included in United Daily publicizing the new deadline. In addition, letters will be sent to the homes of retirees advising them of the necessary steps in certifying dependents. The company also plans to generate automated calls announcing details of the process and the new deadline. The information in All About Me on the company's website will also be updated to communicate the extension. If you have vacation during your reserve month, make sure to check your line of flying, your DSP LOF. If your minimum guarantee is less than 78 hours and you are available for duty, no PTO, RDO, ANP, or DNF, make a copy of your line and send it to your local council office or drop it in your local AFA box. AFA has filed 3 MEC grievances related to the implementation of certain provisions of our new contract. One of these grievances, MEC 5-12, is based on the company reducing a reserve flight attendant's guarantee of 78 hours if the value of the vacation pay is less than the value of the reserve availability days included in the vacation period. A small group of flight attendants received communications from United Payroll stating that there were problems with the information listed in Box 12 of their W-2 forms. This unintended payroll error combined the non-taxable per diem amounts with reimbursed expenses, parking, visas, etc., and included both of these amounts in Box 12. Some individuals may have had a lower tax liability or obtained a larger refund than they should have as a result of using this information to complete their 2011 tax returns. AFA advocated that United needed to take responsibility for the error and in those circumstances where the filing of an amended tax return was necessary, cover those costs. Based on this advocacy, the company has determined that it will make an exception to prior policy and reimburse employees if they incurred additional tax filing fees to file an amended return as a result of being issued a W-2C so late in the year as a result of the system issue. To obtain a reimbursement, an employee should submit copies of bills/invoices for their original tax filing and their amended tax filing, noting which one represents the amended filing. The mailing address is WHQPZ, Amended Tax Return Reimbursement, 1200 East Algonquin Road, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007. The reimbursement will be paid via the payroll system. Note that United's Corporate Tax Department has determined that this reimbursement will be taxable to the employee. Revision number 2 to our FAOM is now available in your domicile with an effective date of May 1st, 2012. This revision contains a significant amount of updates to the security chapter, including changes to the security kit contents on the B767 and standardized flight deck door access procedures on all United aircraft. The size of this revision will be significant, so please allow yourself time in order to review and insert the new revision into your FAOM. For flight attendants attending continuing qualifications, CQ, please ensure that you fill out the correct list of effective pages, the LEP worksheet, which is now a requirement of CQ. Contact your supervisor for information on the new revision or questions about the LEP worksheet. U.S. Airways has won support of the unions at American Airlines for a possible merger of the two airlines. American unions have agreed on terms for collective bargaining agreement if a merger becomes a reality. The chairman and CEO of U.S. Airways Group, Doug Parker, said Friday that they still need the support of AMR's creditors, management, and board of directors. AMR will go before U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York on Monday, April 23rd, to seek $1.25 billion a year in labor cost reductions, $390 million from its mechanics, $370 million from the pilots, $230 million from flight attendants, $165 million from management and support staff, and $95 million from non-union employees. The unions have been in opposition of AMR's plan to reduce its 65,000-person workforce by 13,000 people, including 2,100 mechanics at its maintenance and engineering center in Tulsa, where it employs 7,000 people. Pilots at American, represented by the APA, say that after nearly 11 weeks of negotiations on a restructured labor agreement, management has not offered counterproposals or moved from contract terms they presented February 1st. APA has stated that if AMR management has their way by early June, the bankruptcy court will rule in their favor and terminate contracts. They also believe throughout their restructuring negotiations, American management has just been going through the motions and checking off the squares. From our own experience with United's bankruptcy, we know all too well the painful decisions that need to be made during this phase of bankruptcy. The power of the bankruptcy court favors management. Experience shows that in restructuring cases where management has sought abrogation of labor contracts, the courts have invariably ruled in favor of management's request. Flight attendants at U.S. Airways, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, issued a statement that emphatically states that settling contracts are key to the merger plan. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.